You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. You could say that Maddie Mad Lions Clifford has a way with words. The rapper, writer, and educator was introduced to slam poetry as a teenager and has spent the last decade teaching hip-hop lyricism, history, and performance from Seattle to Uganda. When she's not performing or recording as part of the Oakland-based hip-hop duo Free, Maddie facilitates creative writing workshops at the San Francisco Juvenile Justice Center, a short-term youth detention facility. Maddie recently stopped by KALW to talk about her love for performing the written word and the joys and challenges of being a teaching artist.
My name is Maddie Mad Lions Clifford, and I am a teaching artist. My name means a lot to me. It has three different meanings. The mad, as in this idea of like insanity, this idea of going crazy. I think to be an artist, you have to be a little bit crazy, a little bit different. Also, mad as in anger. Like MLK said, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. Baldwin said that to be black and relatively conscious in America is to be in a state of rage almost all the time. And then the third meaning of the word mad is actually paying homage to the East Coast. So this idea of like, I have abundant, like mad is kind of like the East Coast hella. So it's like, I got hella lines, I got mad lines.
Plenty of these rappers lying, I'm defiant. Lies of gravity, ain't it a travesty when kings and queens waste away their majesty? I'd rather be on cloud nine, not 53. They clipped my wings when I was just a wee youngin. No, we just say
I am from Seattle, Washington, born and raised in Seattle. Yes, Capitol Hill, Central District, shout out. I've been in the Bay Area for almost 10 years. So a little over 8 years, and I absolutely love it here. It's really taught me a lot about myself.
Enter yours truly, the teaching artist. I visit all the units each Friday. I share the poetic process as a necessity. I ask kids to go there to write, and they run with it.
I actually struggled a lot in school, and I struggled. I had dyslexia. I was diagnosed with it in fourth grade. And before the diagnosis, I actually thought that I was stupid. Like, I literally thought that I couldn't learn. And then after I was diagnosed, I got a lot more support, and I just figured out, actually, I learned differently, and there was nothing wrong with me. And so I think getting that traction and, like, finding, discovering ways, it was kind of this art of discovering ways to learn.
In a separate class, one girl's stomach growls, its emptiness loud as an eviction notice. When someone says she's too sensitive, she turns herself inside out in verse.
I started to write poems. I started to write raps. There's a lot of musicality that's important to me in my writing. I went on to be part of You Speak Seattle, and that really helped me get my performance chops. And I was able to actually travel to the Bay Area. I was on the You Speak Seattle slam team, and we got to go to the Bay. We got to go to New York. I got to perform on the Apollo stage. And after that, the rest is history.
The mind plays tricks. Lick your bottom lip. Taste the blood of unlearning. The agony of brain synapses snapping back in time.
As a young woman, it's like you're seen but rarely heard. And so I did acting a lot when I was growing up, pretty much since like elementary school. My mom had me in acting, and that helped me memorize things, be on stage, get comfortable. And then later on, kind of bridging the poetry with the acting, I kind of went down that route. But I think acting is and theater is very, very liberatory art form to do.
She hears voices but still can't find her car keys. Ain't it funny how she gets free?
I've been teaching writing for 8 years now. I started teaching because I actually love nurturing young people. I've always loved doing that ever since I was little. Like, I was kind of like the babysitter, the one that would like hold the kids and take care of them. There's an art in nurturing someone to be somebody that's happy and brave and, you know, passionate. Like Frederick Douglass, another quote, he said, it's easier to build strong children than repair broken men. And that always resonated with me. If we teach in a way that really opens people's eyes and like gives them, you know, courage about wanting to learn something new, it can just solve so many problems in our society. I'm teaching like high school age youth, and now there's just like so many distractions, like there's internet and phones, and like, you know, you gotta bring it, you know, you gotta like get them interested like off top, or else, you know, you lose their attention really, really quickly. So it helps to be a performer for sure. I think for me, I've just always loved it. It just brings me so much joy. So it was pretty much a no-brainer to go into teaching for me.
Catch my drift, Pacific, got a floating in the ocean, only ghosting off my poems down. There wasn't even none. Keep it lit like a flame on my ladder. Keep them baddies close range, all thighs are fat. Can you handle that? Can you hit that spot? Can you hang it now? Shit, I'm just...
I love hip-hop. Like, you know, all types of relationships have come and go, but hip-hop is like my ride or die for life. Like, it's everything to me. So I really try to impart that to my students. I think that there's this idea, oh, there's not enough women in hip hop. But at the end of the day, like, hip hop was created side by side amongst all genders, right? And at some point, women were put into the margins, but we've always been part of the core. I think as artists, as lyricists, we have to define success for ourselves.
Rude gal renegade at the gate, and the mic I defecate. Wow, but you smell me now, but you see me glowing when I home in.
Working at the San Francisco Juvenile Justice Center has been really, really eye-opening. I've been doing that for a long time, and I don't think that, you know, I didn't plan to be in that space necessarily. It's not conducive to what I believe in. I don't actually, I'm an abolitionist.
Wake up in the morning and I ask myself.
But I also really want to work with young people that have had really negative experiences in school and show them that actually they are capable and they are brilliant. I do believe every child can learn. And I think that just young people have really negative experiences in schools, just like I did when I was growing up. Honestly, I feel blessed to be in their presence, and I walk in the space with that in my heart, and I feel like they can really see that aura that I'm bringing into the space, and they respect that, and they honor that.
I know I need this cabbage capital, but I ain't trying to be average, not at all. I don't know about y'all, but my back's against the wall, and if I fall, I know I'ma get up and handle my business with the quickness you witness. I'm lifted, I'm moving past material gains, I'll chain it restraint.
Being in a space where a lot of the young folks are from these parts of San Francisco that are so underserved and, you know, disenfranchised, but at the same time bring San Francisco all of its swag, all of its style, all of its like richness and beauty and diversity. We're talking about Hunters Point, Mission, Petrero Hill, all these places that San Francisco kind of hides from this picturesque, you know, I've written about this, that they kind of hide that aspect. This is where a lot of the young people come from, and their families come from there. And so being able to be like, tell your story, tell the story of these places, it's so important right now. It's so pertinent because San Francisco's changing so much.
Last stop. Listen.
Being able to sit with these young women and like talk to them and help them work through their anger and help them find all the complex emotions that are behind the anger, you know, is really, really powerful, especially what's going on right now in our society and how women are being silenced. These issues disproportionately affect Indigenous and Black women and girls, and a lot of them are ending up in jails instead of ending up in the arms of people that can help them or, you know, getting the resources they need. I have a very positive girl culture approach. Women of color, especially, you know, LGBTQ women of color, like, are dealing with compounded levels of, like, trauma. And, like, I would be surprised if they're not angry. And sometimes I'm actually relieved when they're angry because it's like, okay, you're not numb. Like, you're okay. You're, like, you're realizing that things are happening to you and you're working through them. Those kind of experience, I think, really, like, sit with me, and those are the things that I think about as I'm going through my daily, you know, activities, or when I'm really tired in the morning and I don't want to get up and do this commute all the way to the city. Those are the things that make me like, okay, I'm ready and get up.
Hungry, so I'm rarely hesitant. Oakland resident, but I was raised in the gray area. 206, damp and moist as morning grass. We light it up. Don't even have to ask. I got places to be. See me solve a mystery that one brought my people misery. We code switch, cracking code switch. Keep us from realizing our dreams. I'm praying in full counts. Judges get